After losing last week to Chapman, Southeast of Saline looked to get back on the winning track tonight in Whitewater against the Remington Broncos. Hi, everyone. I'm Devin Haney for Salina Post and 99 KG Country tonight. Southeast of Saline on the road to face the Remington Broncos, and Southeast of Saline got off to a bit of a rough start. They traveled deep into Remington territory twice in the first quarter, but ended up with turnovers, fumbling the football. New quarterback Keenan Breen had a little bit of trouble out of the gate starting, but he would come on strong. Breen tonight really got things going offensively in the second quarter for Southeast of Saline. Keenan Breen had a 19-yard touchdown pass to get scoring started for the Trojans. It was on a 4th and 15 play. He found Cole Sauber in the back of the end zone from the 19-yard line. That touchdown would make it 6-0 Southeast of Saline with 11:51 left to go in the second quarter as Kyler Sager's point after would miss. 2:35 left to go before halftime. Keenan Breen would take it in on a run from 1 yard away. The point after on the two-point conversion attempt would miss, and it was 12-0 Southeast of Saline. Southeast then would incorporate a couple of timeouts and three-and-out defense to get the football back. They would go down and score again with 27 seconds left before the half. This was a Keenan Breen 45-yard touchdown pass. It was a frozen rope that he threw on the run. He found Keith Short just shy of the end zone. Short would go ahead and take it on in. The point after would fail once again, and it was Southeast of Saline 18-0 over Remington at halftime. Defense got the scoring started as we took over in the second half of action. Remington started out with the football, and Grady Prophet took an interception and a pick six all the way down the field for Southeast of Saline, and he took it in from about 40 yards away. Grady Prophet turns it in for a touchdown for Southeast of Saline. Then on the next ensuing possession for Whitewater Remington, it was another interception for Southeast defense as Walker Sarnas stepped in the middle of a Hunter Hill pass and got another interception. Austin Boudreau would also get in on the action. He would get an interception as well. Actually, that Walker Sarnas recovery was a fumble, not an interception. Final numbers tonight for Southeast of Saline in a 46-8 victory. Look like this. Keenan Breen throwing the football in the first half, all passes in the first half, 6 out of 10. He ends up with 101 yards and 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Rushing the football tonight, Breen 19 carries, 109 yards and 3 touchdowns. Dane Long had a nice night as well, 12 carries, 105 yards and a touchdown. Keith Short had a nice combo night, receiving a touchdown with 55 yards and running 4 carries, 37 yards. All in all, Southeast of Saline took the ball away from Remington 3 times, 2 interceptions and a fumble recovery. They also blocked a punt. Sam Koch got his hand on a punt that recovered for Southeast of Saline at the Remington 10-yard line. So a good night for Southeast of Saline tonight, winning 46-8. They will turn their attention now next week to a homecoming tilt back on campus at Southeast of Saline. They will host the Minneapolis Lions. For SalinaPost.com in Remington, I'm Devin Haney.